And last week, there were some interesting comments in the media from federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, about the possibility of nuclear energy in Australia. And Rowan joins me now. Rowan, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Good to talk with you.
The very first question I have is obviously the big one that's going to be asked by most people. Does this have anything to do with the Kimber Waste Management Facility?
Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, my comments were in response to a journalist ringing around because there'd been a bit of a push from a few people in the parliamentary team. You know, what did we think of nuclear energy? The Kimber site is not designed for high-level waste. never will be, can't be. For a whole host of reasons. As far as nuclear energy goes, I mean, I did spend some time some years ago looking through France, Sweden and Finland at their nuclear energy programs. We have the world's biggest uranium mine in my electorate, so I thought it would be a good idea if I took a look at it. And, of course, for anyone that takes an interest in these things and goes around and has a look at all the nuclear power plants that power so much of Europe, you think, well, if we're concerned about CO2, why wouldn't we be following this fairly obvious pathway? But the situation is in Australia that nuclear energy, one way or another, has been used, I think, as a tool of division since the 1960s, and that the division is so deep that it's almost impossible to have an intelligent conversation now. If we were to go down that pathway, it would take at least 15, possibly 20 years to build our first reactor. And you can't do that without bipartisan support. Now, no one would ever invest if a future government could come along and was going to overturn the arrangements. Now, at this stage, maybe my side of politics would back it. But unless the Labor Party is glued on, it's at risk at any time. Now, there was a time before Fukushima when there were a number of Labor Party members talking about that they should be looking at this as a possibility. But then when Fukushima happened, that all just went away and disappeared. And I don't see any push from that side of politics. So when asked, I said, well, not a bad idea. Absolutely no hope of happening.
Speaking with Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, about his comments regarding the possibility of nuclear energy in Australia. And Rowan, just one very quick one while I do have you here. You've said that it would require bipartisan support for nuclear energy. Do you think that that is likely to happen while the Labor Party is in a position where it's led by Anthony Albanese, who seems to be at odds with Joel Fitzgibbon when it comes to renewable energy versus traditional energy sources?
I think it's almost impossible to see in the ALP at the moment. And we've also got their position on the low national radioactive low-level waste management facility, which they seem to be tearing themselves, can't seem to reach agreement on, and that's fairly annoying. They've got supporters in the party room, but we don't really know what those numbers are. But at the moment, I could not see them going down that path. But I do make the point that if the Labor Party was interested in having an intelligent conversation about this, the Liberal Party would back them. If the Liberal Party brought it up, I think they would take the first-rate political opportunism and shoot us full of holes and actually push the debate back even further and politically disadvantage in the first degree. So that's why I see no real chance of this happening anytime soon.
So it sounds as though it would be ideal to happen, but probably not going to happen.
Well, I just don't think it can, Keith. Right. I mean, there is a certain reality about politics. As I said, you need strong bipartisan support and you need a commitment made by both parties over a long period that they're going to back it in. We are so far away from that it doesn't matter.
So the ideal versus the realistic seeming to come to loggerheads at the moment.
Well, I think that's where we are, and that's what I clearly told the journalists when they rang up canvassing this story in the first place. But anyway, as I said, I think in theory it's a good idea. It's just not going to happen in Australia anytime soon.
Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, Keith.